Okay, so this is who I thought you were talking about, and it's Matt Riff. And Matt Riff is guy on TikTok that has a he's been basically building up this huge following. He says he hates social media. He hates everything about it. He got a very large following with women, okay?
I wonder why,
right? So then, and he's really funny and he's relatable.
So he's a comedian.
Okay.
I
think he also dated a celebrity. I don't know who, but he's been going on a lot of different, he's got a lot of press within the last year because himself, let's see if I can find his account before all of that. His account has blown up. Let's see how many followers he has.
5.7 billion views. Golly.
Yeah, he's because he just had a Netflix.
Oh, okay.
That's Netflix. Okay, so let's look at him.
Okay.
He has 18 million followers. Okay, which is crazy. And then, so basically, he's gone on Netflix. He did a show, but he was like, okay, I'm gonna do this show. But truth is, I don't like women. I don't want them to be in my audience. So I'm going to make this for the boys.
Okay.
Okay. And by the way, I hate social media. Everything's stupid. Blah, 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 blah. It's all about me. I'm like, oh, okay. So this is basically, let me catch you up to this. Oh, man. No.
Oh,
okay. we'll just rewind it.
Yeah, why not?
People on the internet are...
Where'd you go?
People on the internet are trying to camp.
No.
There we go.
I'm sorry, did you see Matt Rife's Instagram story? I never wanted to like throw my hat in the ring to like talk about celebrities in this way, but oh my god. I know there's a lot of buzz around his Netflix special. I haven't watched it yet. I was going to. But apparently there are a few jokes in there that people are getting offended by or upset about, and in response he posted this. If you've ever been offended by a joke I've told, the link to my official apology. And the link is to special needs helmets. I'm not making this up. This is still on his story.
I didn't know this part.
If he was upset that people were offended by his jokes, he could have just not said something. I feel like celebrities and comedians always make it worse when they try to double down or make a joke about people's offense. And like, the special needs thing, like, come on. I'm sorry, did you see Matt Rife's Instagram story? I'm never one to like throw my hat.
Well, you know what? Why do we keep getting disappointed?
Ooh, well, I feel like that's another thing with social media is anybody can find fame and credibility extremely fast based off of their looks or their appeal. And then by the time that you realize that this person's actually a CD next Tuesday, it's a bit too late because you've already given them that platform.
Oh my god.
Not the special needs helmet. I'm sorry. That's mad disrespectful.
That's so bad. That I did not know. So you got a surprise for me too. That part I didn't know. I know. That's awful.
Very sassy. Very, very sassy.
Oh my god. Okay. Well,
so is that like something that is currently, is this recent?
This is recent, like last week recent. Like end of last week recent. And today's Monday.
A TikTok comedian.
Well, the thing is that like you should see, like, before it was like if you talk to anybody who knew him, they were like sort of semi rooting for him. He's really funny. He does a lot of crowd work where he goes into the audience and he talks to them. And it's one of those things, like, if you're, you know, because we send each other TikToks.
Mm-hmm.
So Callum and I, in the boudoir, we'll, like, watch all the TikToks that we sent each other during the day. And this was always on. Like, we really liked them and thought, oh, this is great. And then at end of last week, Callum was like, oh, yeah, we should see his special on Netflix. I see that he has a special. And I went, I did that look. And I was like, why did he have to disappoint?
So he said essentially a lot of offensive things in his.
Mainly about domestic violence. in the beginning so that he can intentionally put off women. But also there was another like creator on TikTok that said like, men, this is offensive to men as well. Like, exactly. This is all we are. Like, this is like, we have to. And then of course the whole do better conversation was starting to happen. I was just going.
And I feel like that says a lot about your character as a man if you agree that, oh, domestic violence or this is like everybody else is gone, like you stayed.
Now I want to know who he dated that was a celebrity that he had the nerve to say, like, stay away.
He's American, right?
Why are you, what?
I'm just, he is.
Yeah. No, don't be, oh. Okay, so I put, who did he date?
Celebrity girlfriend.
Oh, I don't want to know now. Who's Jessica Lord? Oh, man. I don't know, but when he was referring to somebody.
Not
Oh,
Kate.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
Not Kate.
Yes. Yeah,
oh,
and
God.
When he was referring to her, like, well, you know, what would you say to any future men that would date her? And he said, like, oh, be careful or stay away or something like that. I'm like, what did you say? What? You said, no way.
I mean, yeah. Kate does kind of have, like, a weird thing for these youngins, doesn't she?
Well, I wonder how old she is. She's got to be late 40s.
Oh, she looks good.
She looks really good. What's her last name? I don't know.
Beckinsale?
Oh,
there you go.
45. Yeah.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
I'm sorry. Like, he kind of already looks like a Muppet. He does. Like, he's giving me the Justin Bieber, early Justin Bieber before he became like a proper Muppet.
Not the Justin Bieber thing. Well, there you go. So good first reactions. Oh, and then there's do you know who Molly, oh gosh, Molly, I don't know what her last name is. PR TikTok. She is this, let's see, forget her.
From Molly McPherson?
Yes, I gotta see this. Oh, is that her? Do we have? No, we don't have her here yet. But I will bring it up because this is going to be interesting to follow maybe like the next week or so. Molly in particular, she is really good at deciphering and saying what people should do next in terms of like their PR situation. Yeah. So watch this space, I guess. See what happens.
Wow.
I know. I just don't understand how you just, you get like the, you get,
I mean,
your goal, right, of doing something. No, I do understand it.
Because, you know, what I just literally thought about was, what if he's, no, because he doesn't seem to have any type of relationship with like anything special needs. Because if he was already in cahoots with the special needs helmet and it's actually, you know, maybe like a publicity stunt, but it's not. It's literally just
being mean and stupid.
Saying, yeah.
Yeah.
How old is he? I don't even know how old.
Oh.
I don't know. That's what, he's TikTok famous. Like,
he says he's a man because he's 28. Attitude I had in my 20s, like I knew it all and everything, and then you get in your 30s and go, I don't know shit.
No,
and
then
I'm a man.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I love it so much. Oh my god. So yeah, there's definitely more to see, and oh, just not good for him. But yeah, it might be reason why I think this might have happened. There's this great book, oh gosh, I think it's called The Big Leap, and it talks about one of the Batmans, I can't think of, Christian Slater, not Christian Slater,
mm-hmm.
God, that's
no.
80s, one of the Batmans in particular had decided to have a fight with his family and then get arrested for domestic violence on the night that he was supposed to go on the red carpet. Christian Bale.
Wow.
Because that was his big, like, okay, I've made it. I'm on the red carpet. I'm Batman. And he got in a stupid fight with his family, so that,
self-sabotage? What was that? Or was it a PR stunt?
Yeah,
as well?
It was self-sabotage because he couldn't express or understand that level of just really soaking in all of the accolades and everything. So he had to do something to blow it up because he couldn't handle the success.
Yikes.
So, and it's actually a real phenomenon. So I'm thinking,
I would love to find out if that's what's going on over here. Like,
yeah. Well, no, I think
it just seems like he's
too much stupid. Yeah, there's too much stupid. It's not like a one thing or one thing that he sort of said.
Yeah.
Or based on this performance, and then he apologized sincerely, like looking at it. No, this is all intentional. So I think that there's, I don't know. Like, I'm debating if that could even be.
I mean, based off of the pout. It just looked nothing smart coming out of that pout.
Oh.
Look at it, right there.
Well, there you have it.
Oh, and he's got the booty chin as well. So that makes sense, right here.
Oh, you called the cleft chin a booty chin?
When you make a clap, shit just comes out.
Girl.
I had to beat that out, allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh, goodness. But anyway, yeah.
Wowzers.
Yeah, so there you go. I will let you know if there's more information on this.
I'm going to follow this one right here.
Oh, my God.
Not the special means.
I know. That was a little shocking. I don't even know that I would have played that if had I known that that's what they were going to say, to be honest.
I'm sorry. That was really good, though.
But anyway, there you go. Oh, my God. I'm scared. Okay.
Matt Rife.
Anyway, there you go. That's it for this one. We'll figure it out as the weeks go on.
As soon as the updates are there.
Thanks so much.
Da-dup-dup.
See ya.